The Scottish Orkneys, the present. Jody Michelson was steaming with anger. Earlier in the evening, she and the three remaining contestants of the Outcasts TV show had had to walk in their heavy boots on a thick rope stretched out along a 3-foot-high berm made of piled rocks. The stunt had been billed as the Viking Trial by Fire. Rows of torches blazed away on either side of the rope, adding drama and risk, although the line of fire was actually 6 feet away. The camera shot from a low side angle, making the walk seem much more dangerous than it was. What wasn't phony was the way the producers had schemed to bring the contestants to near violence. Outcasts was the latest offering in the reality shows that had popped up like mushrooms after the success of Survivor and Fear Factor. It was an accelerated combination of both formats, with the shouting matches of Jerry Springer thrown in. The format was simple. 10 participants had to pass a gamut of tests over the course of 3 weeks. Those who failed or were voted off by the others had to leave the island. The winner would make $1 million with bonus points, which seemed to be based on how nasty the contestants could be to one another. The show was considered even more cutthroat than its predecessors. The producers played tricks to ratchet up the tension. Where other shows were highly competitive, Outcasts was combative. The show's format had been based in part on the Outward Bound survival course, where a participant must live off the land. Unlike the other survival shows, which were set on tropical isles with turquoise waters and swaying palm trees, Outcasts was filmed in the Scottish Orkneys. The contestants had landed to an audience of seabirds in a tacky replica of a Viking ship. The island was 2 miles long and a mile wide. It was mostly rock that had been tortured into knobs and fissures eons ago by some cataclysm, with a few stands of scraggly trees here and there, and a beach of coarse sand where most of the action was filmed. The weather was mild except at night, and the skin-covered huts were tolerable. Jody was a physical fitness teacher from Orange County, California. She had a killer body in a bikini, although her curves were wasted under her down-filled clothes. She had long, blonde hair and a quick intelligence that she hid to get on the program. Every contestant was typecast, but Jody refused to play the bimbo role the producers assigned to her. In the last quiz for points and demerits, she and the others were asked whether a conch was a fish, a mollusk, or a car. As the show's stereotype blonde, she was supposed to say, car. Jesus, she'd never live something like that down when she got back to civilization. Since the quiz debacle, the producers had been making strong hints that she should go. She'd given them their chance to oust her when a cinder got in her eye, and she'd failed the firewalk. The remaining members of the tribe had gathered around the fire with grave looks on their faces, and the producer, Cy Paris, had dramatically intoned the order to leave the clan and make her entry into Valhalla. Jesus. Beyond the gate to Valhalla, an arbor made of plastic whalebones, was a large house trailer that was the quarters for the production crew. While the clan members slept in skin tents and ate bugs, the crew enjoyed heat, comfortable cots, and gourmet meals. Once a contestant was thrown out of the game, he or she spent the night in the trailer until a helicopter picked them up the next morning. Once in Valhalla, Jody went over to the bar and made herself a tall beef-eater martini, straight up. She was looking forward to going home. The ex-contestants always made the rounds of the TV talk shows to rake over the people they'd left behind. Easy money. She stretched out in a comfortable chair. After a few minutes, the alcohol put her to sleep. She awoke with a start. In her sleep, she had heard high-pitched screams, like the sound of seabirds flocking, or children in a playground against a background of yells and shouts. Peculiar. She walked briskly along the path that led to the beach. The noise grew louder, more frantic. Something was dreadfully wrong. These were screams of fright and pain, rather than excitement. She picked up her pace and burst through the gate to Valhalla. What she saw looked like a scene from a Hieronymus Bosch depiction of hell. The cast and crew were under attack by hideous